Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Real leadership would get this fixed. Get everybody in the room and you fix it. And you don't let them leave until you fix it. That's what real leadership is. Not calling a meeting 2 hours before the thing's going to hit to have a photo op in the driveway at the White House. That's not real leadership.
There's Chris Christie, one of the many who are not happy with the way Washington is handling the economy and the sequester specifically. And as you might expect, the sequester is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the past 24 hours or so with the world of conversation radio, political, so-called issue-oriented talk radio. And this is the big issue. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. You can call us at 888-302-3684 with input on any of this. We take some of the issue backgrounders from television conversations. For example, here from MSNBC, Tom Brokaw says the president should spend more time working with members of Congress on fixing this and less time running around pointing fingers.
At the moment, what we see are the two sides playing chicken with each other,
yeah,
running down the highway toward each other. Probably will swerve at the last moment. My guess is as these cuts begin to take effect, and as they're more draconian than they appear to be now, and the country begins to really hurt and begin to protest, then they'll quickly find a way to get out of it, and both will claim victory at some point. But for the moment, we're in the stage at this moment where they're going to continue to hold their position. They're going to try to make rhetorical victories against one another for a while. And it really is a terrible commentary on what it's come to in Washington, D.C. What really it puzzles me is that members of this Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, by the way, are going to retire at some point or go home. And they will take with them the reputation as the worst Congress in the history of the Republic in terms of not getting anything done. And there are not a lot of heroes on the Senate side either. The fact is that Speaker Boehner is right. Let the Senate come in here and start to play with us a little bit. Where's their budget? The president can start his budget process over there. I think the president, by my lights at least, spent entirely too much time in the last 2 weeks campaigning, in effect, out around the country, lining up that Saturday Night Live parody, all those people who will be affected, when he ought to have been maybe at Camp David and said to Boehner and his team and members of the Republican side on the Senate side, bring the leadership up here. Let's spend 5 days showing the public that we are interested in trying to make a heroic effort to get a deal here. Can't make any calls out to anybody else except maybe your press representatives, but not to your caucus members. We're going to sit here and negotiate this. You're the leader of the Congress. I'm the leader of the country. We've got to find a way to work this out.
All right, what do you think of that reality? 888-302-3684. I always thought Tom Brokaw had a lot of common sense, and he has often been accused of being on one side or the other. You probably don't even know where he really stands politically. I don't. It doesn't come out of the top of my head quickly. And so those of you who would say the president is doing a good job, he isn't. And Boehner, any of them, he's right. Brokaw's right. The whole situation sucks because these people are so interested. They're in the me generation, same generation that I grew up in, for the most part. And they don't want to fix things. They are so tied to their own egos and to their own sense of what's right and wrong, and that everything else gets screwed, and that includes you. The way this thing is being managed, people being laid off in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, when there certainly is, taking that is one area I'm familiar with because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I know that the local offices of the Farm Service Agency basically be closed down because they are being cut by 2%. There isn't 2%? Of course there isn't. That's the kind of stuff, and maybe this is what it takes to get it done, to get it fixed, but man, I'll tell you, these people are so far out to lunch, it's disgusting. It is. There's no other way to describe this. Bipartisanship doesn't even come close to existing. So here's Taco's Bill Leff with Chris Moody on his program from Yahoo News. They talk about differences between the fiscal cliff and the sequester.
Do you see similarities, Chris, between the deadline that we saw here with the sequestration and what we saw with the fiscal cliff not that long ago? There are some similarities, aren't there?
There are some similarities, but it's a lot different. With the fiscal cliff, that would have been an immediate change in policy that you would be seeing very quickly right afterwards. For example, your taxes on your next paycheck or a couple paychecks later would immediately go up with the fiscal cliff. With this, I think as President Obama called it, it's going to be a slow tumble. With sequestration, you're not going to see the immediate effects today when you wake up. You're going to wake up, the sun is shining, you're going to go to work, things are going to be just about as normal as they were last week. The government's just going to be cutting about $85 billion from its budget this year at about slowing the growth of that the government spending at $1.2 trillion over 10 years.
All right. The words you just used, slow tumble, I find very, very intriguing. Does that sugarcoat it a bit, or is that a hard sell phrase? When President Obama calls this a slow tumble, how soft or hard is he with that phrase?
Coding it, I think being more accurate than calling it some kind of Armageddon. Remember, a week or two ago, there was a lot of a crying wolf, a chicken little, sky is falling, about sequestration coming out of Washington. And then right when we got up to that March 1st deadline, everybody calmed down just a little bit, because I don't think they wanted to look silly when the sky did not actually fall over the weekend.
All right, but if you look, and this isn't uncommon, Chris, you know this, there's a lot of finger-pointing. It's that guy's fault. It's that woman's fault. I know that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell have been at each other's throats over the last couple of days. Whose fault is it? Is it anybody in particular's fault?
It's everybody's fault. Here's the thing. Everyone in Washington has been so focused on maybe who proposed the idea in the first place. And it seems pretty clear that that was President Obama's White House came up with the idea. But here's what matters. It was passed by a Republican House, it was passed by a Democratic Senate, and signed by a Democratic president. All of them have their fingerprints on it. So to point it to someone else and say it's their fault is really misleading. It's all their fault. They all put it on the table, and they all voted for it.
888-302-3684, a bunch of $3 bills, as my father used to call them. They're all a bunch of phonies. At any rate, we have lots of suspicious activity to talk about, and that becomes part of the discussion as we continue here in the countdown.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop for fun.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Oh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
888-302-3684. A lot of numbers are being tossed around in this debate over the sequester, but there's no agreement on the correct number to describe the size of the spending cuts required by the budget deal that was made. And so that is part of the confusion here. It's just really poor, terrible, horrible leadership that is being underscored. Here's Talko's Barry Armstrong, who visits with Wall Street Journal's Steve Moore about the president's handling of this whole thing.
For the life of me, I've been trying to figure out what the president's objective was in terms of going through sequestration. It seems like this could have easily been avoided, or he could have at least decreased the pain associated with sequestration. So what's he trying to do?
Well, look, I mean, this was, you have to go all the way back to, remember, we had those debt ceiling negotiations back back in 2011 when they couldn't reach an agreement. And what happened was that because they couldn't reach an agreement, they set this kind of doomsday trap, which was the sequester. And the president thought by setting this up, and by the way, it was the president's idea to set up this sequester. They thought that this would force the Republicans into a corner, and then they would agree to raise taxes, and that hasn't really worked out so well for the president. And now we have these automatic cuts. And by the way, I'm one who believes these cuts are really very timid. I think that, when you consider that we're running $1 trillion deficit a year, $50 billion or so in cuts is really just a baby step to getting this deficit under control.
He has to have an end game. Like, so what is his plan?
Oh, well, the end game is to try to get this is why last week, he opening up, the detention centers and letting criminals out on the street and closing the schools and firing teachers and firing air traffic controllers. What the president's trying to do is inflict the maximum amount of pain on the American people so that they will demand that these cuts be turned off and that Republicans agree to raise the taxes. So the end game here is to try to force a major tax increase so that we don't have to cut spending. And I happen to think that a tax increase would do way, way more damage to the economy right now than cutting spending.
We already had a huge tax increase. We had the payroll tax increase.
Two of them.
Yeah, so do you think that Boehner and the Republicans are going to cave? Are we? And what, like, specifically, what I don't understand is, like, whose taxes is he trying to raise?
Well, he says he wants to raise taxes on the people in the top 2 or 3%.
Yeah.
The problem is, as you mentioned, we already had, we've had three tax increases. You mentioned one, the Social Security tax increase that took effect this year.
Yep.
Then we had the Obamacare tax increases that take effect this year. Then we had the fiscal cliff, tax increases. And we haven't cut a dime of spending yet. And so this is when the president talks about a balanced approach. Well, we've had three tax increases. Why don't we have some spending cuts here? Now, you ask, will the Republicans fold? I'd never bet against the Republicans folding because they folded twice already. They folded on the debt ceiling. They folded on the fiscal cliff. But when I talk to John Boehner and I talk to the other Republican leaders, they sound pretty serious about, really letting these cuts take place.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that, this deficit is a real financial crisis.
The financial crisis, man-made, right? 888-302-3684. I suppose the whole thing is man-made. More on this. Your call's coming up, as a matter of fact, on The Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the garbage being spewed by the so-called leadership on both, I'm talking about leaders of the country, really pretty amazing in the main, listening to this foolishness back and forth, 888-302-3684, as we continue on the countdown, talking about the sequester. Your call's coming up in a few moments. Interesting, the CBO, Congressional Budget Office director, says that America's middle class is going to have to be a part of the equation to solve the debt crisis. How about we stop spending so much money? How about it? How about stopping the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse? Underscore it. Keep repeating it. Tell everybody that you talk to about this that it's unacceptable. You won't pay more in taxes. Let's start the revolution. Here's talk host Tom Rose with Congressman Luke Messer of Indiana about the latest crisis.
Rule by crisis. Is that Obama's credo?
Well, sure. I think he understands. I mean, it's Rahm Emanuel who once said famously in the last several years back when he was chief of staff to the president that never miss an opportunity to exploit a crisis. And it does seem that they're sort of looking for the crisis of the month. You know, nobody likes what's happening in Washington right now. Obviously, we need to work as adults and try to get through these problems. But the president overstated his case. The sun did rise the day after the sequester. And hopefully now we can start working towards a solution.
And now you've got the budget reauthorization that's coming up at the end of the month. We're going to have another one of these type deals, but has the paradigm shifted if there were to be, quote unquote, a government shutdown, something, by the way, I would favor.
Yeah.
The government shuts down 2 days every week and the world doesn't come to an end Saturday and Sunday. But now the paradigm has shifted, has it not? Because if you guys pass out of your body a CR that continues to fund the government, but please, please, God, at current levels, not reimposing or reintegrating any of the sequester cuts, then it would be the Democrats that would have to threaten to shut the government down, right?
Well, I do think that's right, and it's important to say that any continuing resolution that passes out of the House will be at the sequestered spending level, so it will include this $85 billion in spending reductions that just kicked in just a few days ago. And I think it's important that we stay focused on that debate of spending. You see with this president that he wants to talk about anything but spending and the fact that Washington now spends too much. He'll focus on guns for a while or focus on global warming. But anything he can do to not talk about spending, I think the general thought is if we can continuing spending at this reduced level, lock in those spending reductions, that it gives us an opportunity to move forward on this debate.
What, if anything, is Congress doing about this? Do you watch it in the world of television? Do you listen to it in the world of radio? Read about it in the newspapers? Where do you get your information? How do you feel linked in? Here's Rod from Massachusetts with thoughts on both the president and Congress.
It's criminal mischief. It's reckless endangerment. And finally, disorderly conduct. These are pretty low bar. Yeah, low bar criminal charges, if you will. I mean, but lawyering's tradecraft is a top-down power trip, which means those are the top-dog lawyers. No district court lawyer would charge them with criminal mischief. I think it's criminal mischief. I think it's legally reckless endangerment. It's legally criminal mischief. But, like I said, lawyers be lawyers, and tradecraft be that it is. But I have a solution, and that would be to fence in Congress and fence them in on the Capitol grounds for their entire term. Give them 2 weeks vacation in the summer and the winter, and let everyone else go inside the wire, come and go, lawyers, lobbyists, the public, and that would take care of term limits. That would take care of getting access to these people.
Yeah. Sir, that's foolishness. But at any rate, it's interesting to hear somebody say it. So your comment could come after his 28 passed on the countdown.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former FBI profiler John Douglas and his longtime collaborator Mark Olshaker's latest book is entitled Law and Disorder, which is an insider's account of the legendary FBI profiler's relentless pursuit of justice.
All of our previous books have been about how do you catch the bad guys in one way or another. And in this book, we're kind of at a departure stage, which is how do you use behavioral profiling and the kind of criminal investigative analysis that John Douglas pioneered to turn the system the right way. In other words, instead of how do you convict bad guys necessarily, how do you make sure you're getting the right people? How do you exonerate people who are innocent but have been erroneously convicted of serious crimes?
What was a surprise to me is when I got out of the FBI was now I was being asked to do analyses for defense attorneys and a variety of defense. And it looks like, in looking at the cases like the West Memphis 3 or the JonBenet Ramsey case, it appears that the police are using a theory to drive the investigation rather than having forensic evidence lead the investigation. So that is a major problem and that I saw. And that was really kind of the reasons why we decided to write this book, Law and Disorder, was to educate the public and really see possibly we can even make some changes in how investigations are conducted and handled today.
The book is Law and Disorder by legendary FBI profiler John Douglas and Mark Olshaker. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
With our countdown discussion, your calls on the sequester, and we'll be spending time on what's going on in North Korea. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds, and so we'll deal with that in a large part, large measure, coming up in just a few minutes. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, we focus on the lack of leadership. President Obama was a community organizer. He has no management background. It seems to me we still, as we think back on Mitt Romney, even though he ran certainly a lackluster campaign, that didn't make him a bad candidate. It just made him ineffective when it came to reaching the voter. As far as management is concerned, far better are his experiences in managing things than are Obama's or the people around him, mostly theorists and not people who, other than being political, have any real qualifications for running most of the jobs. And so here we sit without anything being done one way or another. The president has made it clear that he will not help the defense budget unless he gets another tax hike. Some people keep saying the military being held hostage. That's a bunch of baloney. Most people in this country realize, first of all, we ought not to be spending another dime in Afghanistan, never mind leaving the troops there next year. So much waste in the government, especially in the Defense Department. Nobody in their right mind thinks the Defense Department is getting shortchanged or that we're being threatened because of this. That's complete and utter nonsense. And you listen to politicians like Lindsey Graham go off on how horrible this is for the military. The only problem here is the management of the money. And you know as well as I do that veterans are being screwed every day by the government, people coming back from the theater of war with all kinds of problems not being addressed by the government, and we put up with it. And these phonies stand there with the soldiers in uniform behind them as a backdrop for their own political escapades. Well, what brazen nonsense and just arrogance. 888-302-3684. Bill is up in Maine, thinks the sequester is been long overdue.
Since the mid-60s and the advent of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, which is unfunded, we kicked the can down the road 70 times, over 70 times we raised the debt limit. We've got 500 and we need term limits. We have 535 papacies, separate individual papacies. We can't continue on like this. We need term limits, and what has occurred is overdue, and sequestration is today's version of a timeout.
Time out. It's like the kids being put out in recess or in class when they're misbehaving, they get a timeout. Yeah, that's okay. This is kind of childish stuff, isn't it? 888-302-3684. My opinion, your opinion, left side, right side, input, output. That's what we have, trying to get all of the points of view presented here so you can make up your own minds one way or another if you haven't about this. What we do is monitor a lot of talk radio programs around the country. We take your calls live when they come in, sometimes at 888-302-DOUG. Sometimes we record them for playback later. Sometimes we have on callers that come from the programs that we monitor. Here's Ed in Georgia on the Democrats.
Obama promised he wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000. I don't make anywhere near $250,000. My taxes are going to go up. And, the Democrats keep saying the Republicans want to take everybody back to the 50s. If you look around the country, all the states that are Republican are paying off their bills. The only states that aren't paying off their bills are the Democrat states.
Huh. 888-302-3684. An interesting perspective on it. All right. Thank you, sir. George in Kentucky says this is nothing more than a stunt.
I believe the one word is, I believe it's unnecessary. I believe it's just a Republican ruse to make Obama's second term, so it's not good. And, I mean, they failed to stop him from the second election, so now they're going to use this sequester as a bad administration.
All right. 888-302-3684. Next, and let's wrap it up, is Charles in Connecticut. Let's get rid of Social Security. Yeah.
If they don't stop spending sooner or later, we're going to end up another Greece. You just can't keep spending money that you don't have. Now, how they're going to get the money they need, that I don't know. One suggestion I would have is eliminate Social Security and go to the Galveston plan, which years ago left three counties in Texas independent of Social Security, and they're doing far better than the people on Social Security are doing.
Huh. I don't know if anybody's come up with that before. That's maybe a good place for us to post onward, as it were. So now that we have sequestration, furlough notices going out to a lot of federal employees, what deception, what dishonor, what misery being caused by these people because they can't manage? Why would they send anybody home, get into the budgets and see what can be cut, tell everybody to make their own discretionary use, although there, frankly, there are too many federal employees. Hundreds of thousands were added when George Bush was president. A couple of hundred thousand more have been added since Obama's been president. So now we have an unprecedented number. I think it's something like, 2.43 million people work for the federal government. So maybe that's something that is worthy of some consideration, except who's being cut and why. There's another question as to how the management has taken place. At any rate, enough of this for now. Let's move on into the discussion about what's happening in North Korea next year on the Countdown.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
888-302-3684. Okay, so let's have some stories from North Korea. I think a lot of people are fascinated with all the attention being paid to Dennis Rodman, who had a trip with some of the members of the Harlem Globetrotters over to North Korea. He talked to George Stephanopoulos about the trip.
Rodman now has more first-hand impressions of Kim than any other American.
There is nobody at the CIA who could tell you more personally about Kim Jong-un than Dennis Rodman, and that in itself is scary.
And Dennis Rodman joins us right now. I guess you don't find it scary.
No, it's not scary.
It's amazing, man. Wow, man. You know what? It was such a great experience. Me and my, I call him my son, Elvin King. We went there, man, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be like, just meet the guy and just have a good time.
And it turned into such an event. And I have to ask you first, when you said you love Kim and think he's awesome, were you aware of his threats to destroy the United States and his regime's horrendous record on human rights?
But one thing about that, you know what, I didn't look at all that right there. I understand what he's doing. I don't condone that. I hate the fact that he's doing that. But the fact of it is that, you know what, as a human being, though, he let his scars down. He did one thing to me, been a friend. I didn't talk about that. I understand that.
Do you think you have a responsibility to add that so that you don't be perceived as sort of propping up his regime, his cult of personality?
Well, that's what I think. When you grow up in an environment, especially when your grandpa and your father, the one thing, the kid's only 28 years old.
You called them great leaders. Do you really believe that?
No, what I saw in that country, and I saw how people respect him and his family. That's what I mean about that.
Aren't
great leaders there.
Aren't they forced to?
Well, I say no, because I think he's going to change something, because he's just a different view. Because I sat with him for 2 days. And the one thing, he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He wants Obama to do one thing. Call him.
He wants a call from President Obama?
That's right. He told me that. He said, if you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
Did you say, why don't you pick up the phone and call President Obama?
No, you know, it's a different story. It's a different story because guess what? The kid's only 28 years old. 28. He's not his dad. Not his grandpa. He's 28 years old.
So you think he's different. What did he tell you about America and what did you learn about him?
Guess what? The one thing I said to him, I said, we talked about it, if you see the clips or whatever, he loves basketball. And I said the same thing. I said, Obama loves basketball. Let's start there. Let's start there. If you see the quotes in the papers, he says that. He says that about sports. Both of you guys love basketball so much.
So that's one tiny bit of common ground. Did you get any sense from him that he was looking to change the relationship with the United States?
Well, one thing about him, one thing I noticed about him, he's very humble. He's very humble, man. As a kid, he's very humble. He's very strong as a man. He's very strong. But guess what? He don't want war. That's one thing he don't want.
He said in the past that he would destroy the United States.
Well, I think that's coming from his father.
All right. So, having heard that, let's listen to Taco Steve Scott with Patrick Gavin from Politico.com about these comments.
First, he says, well, I don't agree with what they're doing over there, but the guy's okay.
Well, I mean, what's interesting about it is this is sort of what everybody's fear is that at the State Department, the White House, they want this to be treated as a freak show. They want it to be treated as just some celebrity going out there with, you know, his own bag of issues and doing his thing. But the reality is that when you then are given a forum by the media, especially on a Sunday talk show, it does give it this legitimacy and doesn't make the story go away. And so while on the one hand you'd love to just say, well, hey, this is just some kind of quirky guy going off doing his own thing, then when you start getting Sunday shows involved, then when you start having people treat this guy like, you know, a policy analyst, that's where it gets a little bit hairy.
Well, all right, let me ask you, is there any chance, other than maybe making for interesting fodder for us in the media, could something good come from this? I mean, could Dennis Rodman actually help improve U.S.-North Korean relations?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I find it hard to believe that Dennis Rodman probably fully appreciates the nuances of U.S. policy in that country as much as, you know, John Kerry or other folks in the State Department do. And the reality is that as George Stephanopoulos did kind of press him on, there are some major human rights abuses and some major concerns with that country. So I don't know if Dennis Rodman, you know, I mean, we could all hang out with somebody and have a fun time at a basketball game and not fully appreciate what's taking place in our country, and I think that's probably what Dennis Rodman experienced during his time there.
Probably, maybe, all this stuff is just so much talk. Let's listen. Well, I guess that's what we do here, though, right? It's all about talk. Talk host Brian Suits here with kind of a focus on the usual thing from the elitists in the news media who have done nothing but make fun of Rodman going North Korea, and under the circumstances, maybe it isn't that silly after all.
I know and you know that Dennis Rodman's a bit ridiculous, okay? In our society, he is a bit ridiculous, and he has been. He was an extraordinary rebounder. In his day, he was phenomenal, but his day is done, and he is a bit ridiculous. That being said, North Korea is a bit ridiculous, and Kim Jong-un's worldview was shaped by the time he spent in private school in Switzerland. He was not allowed to go hang out at the mall. He stayed at the school. He drank with the other rich kids, privileged kids from around the world at the school he went to. He watched the NBA, loved the NBA. He knows damn well who Dennis Rodman is. He was a fan of Michael Jordan. He's a fan of the NBA. He loves the NBA. Loves Western films, Western TV, loves to drink, just like his dad did. And he knows who Dennis Rodman is, and he knows who the Harlem Globetrotters are. So, as it turns out, if you know that about Kim Jong-un, as it turns out, it's not that ridiculous that he sits next to Dennis Rodman watching the Globetrotters. So poo-poo to BBC and CNN and Fox and MSNBC and everyone else who thinks that this is so easy to make fun of. If they think that this is, that they're, if they're making fun of Dennis Rodman because they think he's ridiculous, then they clearly know nothing about the North Korean regime.
All right, so just for your information, the U.S. and China have both reached agreement on a new round of sanctions to punish North Korea for its latest nuclear test, according to diplomats in the United Nations. So that sort of puts a cap on this conversation for now. Up next, a discussion of that HIV baby that was cured here on the Countdown.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We all have heard in the last 24 to 48 hours about that baby that was born with HIV and apparently has been cured. Here's Bill Hemmer with the Jamie Colby talking about this issue.
Doctors claiming they have, quote, cured a baby born with HIV. What do we know about the baby, Jamie?
Well, it's exciting news, to say the least, Bill, but her HIV mom didn't have proper prenatal care and didn't even know she was HIV positive. So in this case, not wanting to wait for test results, the baby's doctor decided to use an aggressive course of treatment, more than normal for HIV-infected infants. And 2.5 years later, doctors have declared the child's virus undetectable, which has led to the scientific conclusion she's cured. Now, her doctor was Dr. Hannah Gay from the University of Mississippi, and she grew concerned when the now toddler didn't return for follow-up care. She sent Child Protective Services out to find the child, and her mom had actually stopped her treatment after 19 months. So on retesting, the virus was essentially gone. Dr. Gay, so surprised, she went back to see the results of the test given shortly after the baby's preventative treatment began. They were all positive for HIV.
My first thought was to panic. I thought, oh my goodness, I have been treating a child who's not actually infected.
It's not the only case, though, Bill. There's one other reported case of an HIV patient learning their virus had been cured. It was an HIV-positive San Francisco man who had leukemia and a bone marrow transplant.
Wow. What could this mean for, you know, the worldwide fight against pediatric AIDS and that ongoing issue?
Wow, so much, Bo, because you know how many babies are impacted by HIV. An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 infants born globally each year with the infection.
Here are Taco's Lauren Kahn and John Cass talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the this baby, by the way. It was in Mississippi.
We have this baby that was apparently the first baby to be cured of HIV. So, Aaron, tell us the update on this one.
Well, it's a 2.5-year-old Mississippi child, and the child was born to a woman with HIV who did not receive any prenatal care. And in order to begin treatment, doctors at the University of Mississippi Medical Center did a couple of unusual things. They started treatment earlier than usual, within 30 hours of birth. And they gave the child a dose of antiviral drugs that's higher than would be usual. And a year later, no trace of HIV was found in the child's system. And so doctors want to know if this treatment regimen is somehow replicable or if this was just a fluke.
Does that, tough to bring up the word, though, cure, because we don't always say that. And we know that there was that adult man in Berlin who they say was, quote, cured because he had the bone marrow transplant, Aaron?
Well, you never know, because the kid now is 2.5 years old. There could be recurrence. The infection could show up again, certainly. And so they're going to want to study this child for over the long term to see how he or she, we actually don't know the gender, but to see how the child develops. In the case of the German man that was, you know, effectively cured of HIV, that involved a bone marrow transplant and other costly therapy. Here, if it's really as simple as altering the timing and the dosage of treatment, that's an easy fix for current care.
So this could be a huge breakthrough.
It could be if the results are replicable, and that's something that doctors and scientists caution. They need to do some testing here, because based on one case, they don't want to suddenly alter the treatment for every baby. But if this is replicable, it could make the difference in the 1,000 babies born every day around the world that are HIV infected.
Although I bring up again with Lauren's point, and Aaron, you've done this too as a reporter. You know, you say someone says I'm cured, and your editor says, "Well, just hold off on saying the word cure."
It's a tough concept and word, but effectively cured, and at least as far as doctors are concerned, no trace of HIV in this child's system as of now. And you know, the child's about 2.5 years old, and interesting story in that the child kind of fell off the radar for a bit. The mother, for whatever reason, seems to have stopped giving the child drugs after about a year. Normally, children can expect, you know, who are HIV infected can expect a lifetime of treatment. For whatever reason, the mother stopped, and when doctors finally were able to do some additional testing, that's when they discovered no trace of HIV. So they are also pretty keen to understand when in that year the virus started to subside.
Well, you know what? My job here is to report to you on the conversations that are taking place on a lot of the news talk radio stations around the country. I find that story to be of little interest to me. I don't know why a lot of people are interested in it. Maybe just because it has the letters HIV in it. All right, so that takes care of another hour of conversation review here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.